Welcome to the Creating Wealth Show with Jason Hartman. You're about to learn a new slant on investing, some exciting techniques, and fresh new approaches to the world's most historically proven asset class that will enable you to create more wealth and freedom than you ever thought possible. Jason is a genuine self-made multimillionaire who's actually been there and done it. He's a successful investor, lender, developer, and entrepreneur who's owned properties in 11 states, had hundreds of tenants, and been involved in thousands of real estate transactions. This program will help you follow in Jason's footsteps on the road to your financial independence day. You really can do it. And now, here's your host, Jason Hartman, with the complete solution for real estate investors.
Welcome to the Creating Wealth Show, episode number 989. Yes, we are only 11 episodes away from episode 1000. Thank you all for all of your support and listenership over the years. We appreciate the great reviews on iTunes or whatever podcast platform you're using. It's been an amazing experience, what we've created together and the community of listeners. And, you know, you come to our live events and we love to see all of you. And we've got two of those coming up. I'm very excited about Philadelphia on May 19th. And then the Venture Alliance Mastermind event the week after on Memorial Day in New York City. By the way, if you're planning on attending the New York City event for the Venture Alliance Mastermind, you can attend as a guest, as you probably have heard me say before. We are going to do an extra day, and we are going to go to Brighton Beach on Monday, Memorial Day, and to Coney Island. So a lot of history and tradition there, and I think that'll just be really fun, too. So that'll be kind of a three-day weekend or a two-and-a-half-day weekend for that event. And then, of course, the Creating Wealth event, the only one this year, by the way, in Philadelphia. We've never done an event there in the Northeast. Our room block for our discounted rooms for both of these events, they're expiring pretty soon. So it really is important, if you're already registered, that you get your room and you take care of that immediately, because we have got phenomenal rates. I mean, look, New York City and Philadelphia are not inexpensive places to stay in hotels. Hotels are very expensive in both of these venues. We've got a gorgeous hotel in Philadelphia and New York. I mean, really just swanky, nice hotels. And we got amazing prices, really, truly amazing prices. I mean, we don't always get amazing prices, but this time we did on our discount room block. So take advantage of those. Go to jasonhartman.com, click on events, and register for those. And we'd love to see you at one or both of those events. So today we are going to talk about financing, about mortgage financing. And this is kind of a different show on financing. What I want to share with you today is a one of the more modern web-based approaches to financing. Not saying that you should run out and do it. Maybe you should. But there are a lot of options out there. You know, whatever your pains are in real estate investing, this is one of the things you can know. You know, we all have frustrations and we all have difficulties and things we wish were easier. Well, here you go. You ready? It's only going to get better. Yes, it's only going to get better. Why is that? Well, because it's an amazing time to be alive. It's an amazing time to be alive. And there are so many tools and technologies that are transforming our world as real estate investors. Of course, we have the most historically proven asset class in the entire world. That's what we're a part of, folks. The most historically proven asset class in the entire world. And all of the pains and problems with that asset class are slowly but surely getting easier, getting better, or just disappearing altogether. Whether it be a la carte property management services, whether it be technologies like the financing that we'll talk about today, anything. I mean, look at, folks, think about how it was in the past. You know, if you wanted to look at the broad investment landscape and be able to invest in properties that were not close to you, it was really hard, if not almost impossible to do. But now that's possible. And of course, with that has come new challenges, no question about it. But with the services we provide and the technologies available, it is so much easier. I mean, look at what I've done in the past 2 weeks, okay? I just got home last night, got back to Las Vegas. Of course, we hosted the Venture Alliance Mastermind at the Ice Hotel in Sweden. We took a helicopter tour over Stockholm. I flew back to Fort Lauderdale. Then I drove to Tampa, Florida, spent 2 days with friends and investors at a real estate mastermind group. Then flew with one of those people to Puerto Rico, hung out with her for a while, and then buzzed over to the other side of the island in Puerto Rico, hung out with some other friends, looked at properties both in Condado and San Juan and on the other side of the island and in Dorado. I mean, it's amazing. You know, all that time I was using various websites and internet-based tools to be more knowledgeable when I was in all of these markets. Also, I should say, I looked at stuff in Tampa as well. I was online. I was researching while I was there seeing the property. So it's kind of like, you know, we talk about, well, there's reality, then there's virtual reality. But in between reality and virtual reality, there's AR, augmented reality. And of course, a good example of the augmented reality technology that you're all probably familiar with is Pokemon Go. Okay, this amazing thing, you know, this game that just was so incredibly popular. What was that? A year and a half, 2 years ago, when it was just sweeping the world, right? I met with Kevin Harrington, saw him speak at an event in Tampa as well. That's another thing I did there, just didn't even remember that. And he was talking, Kevin Harrington, of course, was you know one of the sharks on Shark Tank for a while, and he's the founder of As Seen on TV. You know, the guy's got an incredible career. I interviewed him on the show before, and I've met him a few times. But in talking with him, you know, he was sharing some information about the absorption rates of various technologies and how incredibly fast the absorption rates are today, or the adoption rate, I guess you could call it either one, compared to the old days where things were adopted or absorbed much more slowly than they are today. You know, when I talk about augmented reality, I'm not talking about it in the sense of Pokemon Go, but really being in Stockholm, being at the Ice Hotel in the Arctic Circle in Sweden, being in Fort Lauderdale, which, by the way, I am very much thinking of moving to Fort Lauderdale. You know, I've been looking for a new home, a new city, and I want to try living in a couple different cities. You know, for many, many years, I stayed in the same place. I was in Orange County, California for the vast majority of my life. And, you know, I just want to try some different stuff. So if you have any thoughts, Fort Lauderdale. I'm really thinking of moving there. Okay, moving on. I'm in Fort Lauderdale, then I'm in Tampa, then I'm in Puerto Rico, in three major parts of Puerto Rico, and then I'm back in Fort Lauderdale, and I'm looking at properties. I met with a realtor yesterday in Fort Lauderdale, met with four realtors in Puerto Rico, and you know, all this time, I'm almost dealing with augmented reality. Why do I say that? Because even though it's not as cool as Pokemon Go, which, by the way, I never played the game, but I did have a friend show it to me once, and it was kind of interesting, because I'm using these various web-based tools that we all have nowadays to research property prices, literally, as I'm on the golf cart looking at properties in Dorado in Puerto Rico with a realtor, right? I've got my phone and I've got the internet there, and I'm using these tools to research and see the property prices, both in rent and value. And it's truly amazing. It's an amazing time to be alive. And so today we'll just share one more of those tools. You know, again, no big deal, just an option out there. And there's a lot of this coming our way. Whatever pains we have, just know that they will get easier, better, cheaper, more efficient. Everything is so efficient nowadays. It's amazing. It's truly amazing. You know, I spend a fair amount of time traveling and a fair amount of time in hotels. And one of the new practices that I do somewhat frequently is, you know, when I need something at a hotel, I just order it online and have it shipped to the hotel. You know, I remember I was in San Diego at a conference not too long ago, and I forgot the charger for my computer. And so the computer, you know, is going to run out of juice pretty quick. And I just bought one online and shipped it to the hotel. I walk in, pick it up at the front desk. Mr. Hartman, your package is here. Boom. You know, easy, easy, easy. This kind of stuff, folks, we take this for granted frequently. We really take this for granted. It is amazing just to think about how people starting a business today, you know, there's a book called The $100 Startup, right? I haven't read the book. I'm not recommending it. I'm just saying it's a catchy title. You can start a business so easily, so cheaply nowadays. Do you remember how it used to be just not too long ago? If you had a business and you had people working for you, you had to buy a Microsoft Office license, unless you were going to break the law, which many people did, for every seat, for every desk. Now, all these tools are basically better, and they're either free or cheap online in a cloud computing environment. So do we realize as investors how much easier all of this stuff has become? You know, just think back. Remember how it used to be compared to how it is today, okay? Also, I want you to think of these things in terms of property management. Now, you know, I have commonly complained about Wall Street, the modern version of organized crime, and commandment number 3 in my 10 commandments of successful investing is thou shalt maintain control. When you relinquish control to somebody else, you leave yourself susceptible to 3 major problems. Now, with our properties, this happens to a much lesser extent, but it does happen to a very small extent when it comes to the property management world. And again, this is why I want to really encourage you to consider self-management. It's not for everybody. It's not perfect either. But in a lot of ways, it offers a lot of options that really can be better than having a manager, easier than having a manager, and certainly less expensive than having a manager. Because managers, some of them, now listen, we have great property managers in our network, and they are worth their weight in gold. But you know, we have a couple difficult ones too. And sometimes it's just easier to just do it yourself directly, to disintermediate the property manager, because you can do this with technology tools that are available today from a distance. One of the tools that I am starting to see crop up that could be good in dealing with managers or directly with repair people is, and I'm just going to share this with you as a concept, not naming any specific tools, but one of them that we looked at a real estate conference last December in Phoenix was HOMEE, H-O-M-E-E, okay? And I'm not necessarily talking just about this one. They're only in a few markets, but here's the concept, the broader concept of this, and that's what's important. The concept of these smartphone apps that you can send a repair person, a maintenance person, to a property, and they can take pictures or video, and it's geo-stamped for the location. So they can't cheat. Okay, they can't be showing you a picture at a different location because it's geo-stamped. And of course, it's time and date stamped. And then it's just like being there, you know? It's amazing the kinds of tools we have that are starting to overcome a lot of the pains and a lot of the cheating that happens in the world of contractors and repair people and maintenance people and property managers. So whether you disintermediate the manager altogether or you leave the manager in place, there are so many great accountability tools available to you nowadays. And we'll be, of course, profiling more of this as time goes on in upcoming episodes. And we have profiled in some of the past episodes as well. But just know that whatever challenges you face, it's getting better, it's getting easier, and you know, you own your properties over the next 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20, 30 years. I mean, where else can you get a 3-decade-long, incredibly cheap fixed-rate loan? Answer, nowhere else, only on your great properties, because income property is not only the most historically proven asset class in the world, it's not only the most tax-favored asset class in America, but it's also the most debt-favored or debt-friendly asset class in the United States and probably the world. But around the world, you know, talking to Mr. Jason here, who's been to 81 countries and looked at properties in so many of them, met with realtors and, well, not realtors, but brokers, real estate people in so many parts of the world and looked at properties. The U.S. has a very special market. Certainly better financing, but better things in so, so many ways. So, hey, I'm rambling. Let's get to our interview today. And be sure to go to jasonhartman.com, click on events, join us in Philadelphia on May 19th, and consider joining us for the Venture Alliance as a guest in New York City the following weekend as well. I will be up in the Northeast for that entire week between these two events in both cities, and looking forward to enjoying the Northeast a bit. Again, this is our first public seminar in the Northeastern United States. So, and it's the only time we'll be doing Creating Wealth, my core event this year. So join us for that. JasonHartman.com, click on events and get yourself registered and get your hotel room block before it expires. Without further ado, let's get to our guest today and talk about some lending or financing technology for real estate investors. It's my pleasure to welcome someone with a good name, Jason Vandenbrand, and he is CEO of Lenda. They are an online digital platform helping people purchase or refinance, well, not purchase properties, but get purchase money or refinance loans on properties. He's got some good insights into the market and is using some technology to hopefully make it easier for you. Jason, welcome. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for inviting me to the show, Jason.
Good, good. So we've got Jason squared. I hope our listeners don't get too confused with this interview. Tell us, so first of all, what is Lenda? And in the fintech world, it's interesting seeing some of these new business models come to the fore.
Yeah, Lenda helps consumers get an honest, fast home loan 24/7, 365, completely online. So I would think of it as a single place to shop and compare your home loan options, as well as manage your home loan or home loans if you own investment properties. And ultimately, the way to think about it is our technology helps homeowners in 30 minutes accomplish more than most mortgage banks or regular banks do in 2 weeks. And that saves time, that saves money, and a whole bunch of headaches in the meantime.
Yeah, good stuff. Do you offer financing nationwide?
We're not yet nationwide. We started in 2014 in our pilot market of California. We exited last year, 2017, in five states, which included California, Washington, Oregon, Texas, and Colorado. And then just this quarter, we just expanded into seven additional states, the most recent ones being Florida and Georgia. And we'll be announcing another state here shortly.
And are you a licensed mortgage company or are you a referral network or both?
Nope, we're the actual lender. So we don't broker these deals. So when a customer works with Lenda, you're actually going to transact with us. So the final loan documentation that you sign and all funded monies to buy or refinance your home is actually done by us. So you can think of this as, you know, LendingTree 2.0. Rather than, you know, us taking your information and selling it off to other lenders who are then going to telemarket you to death, we're going to actually keep you online and allow you to transact and complete the loan for you.
Okay, good, good stuff. So what is going on in the marketplace? Obviously, people are concerned about rate increases. The Fed is definitely tightening things. They are a-changing, aren't they?
Yeah, they certainly are. And I think what we've seen in the market based on traffic to our website and just general market data that everyone has access to at this point, you know, I think there's been a lot of media suggesting that mortgage applications are declining this quarter because of rising rates. For us, we've actually seen an increase in applications for both refinance and purchase loans. because there's volatility in the market. So if markets are going from 5% to 4%, pretty quickly, people tend to wake up and say, oh, there's a great opportunity here. And on the flip side, if rates are going from 4% to 5% and there's volatility there, people say, well, I'd like to get in here before it goes up any further.
Right, right,
so what we think is going to happen here this year is rates are going to continue to increase, but customers are still going to continue to purchase homes and refinance, buy investment properties where opportunities exist. And ultimately, we know that people are looking for a better mortgage experience, which is why we've built this technology to make it fast and convenient for them to get that loan online.
Yeah, I mean, volatility definitely creates urgency. In fact, I would argue that, I mean, my many years in the business, you know, when you see rates going up, it creates much more urgency than when rates are declining. When they're on the declining slope, it seems like people just, they just don't feel much sense of urgency. But the fear of loss drives people, I think, in a more pronounced fashion.
Definitely. It goes both ways. It goes both ways. And I think, you know, we've researched and worked with thousands of homeowners now. And, you know, when rates are going down, people tend to sit on the sidelines, as you suggested correctly, thinking that they'll just get to it. And we would ask them, we'd say, well, how come you haven't gotten to this yet? And they'd say, well, it's such a pain to actually get my home loan that I just, you know, I'm just not looking forward to it. And so again, you know, our technology helps people from sitting on the sidelines to actually getting this done fast, 30 minutes online, closing loans in 15 to 17 days, which is about three times faster than what you would get if you worked with a traditional mortgage bank. And again, an online portal where you can manage the entire process so you know where everything stands 24/7, 365 for any of those night owls out there.
So what really is the technology? Is it simply a platform that collects documents and makes it easy to sort of manage them because there's a lot of documents in financing a property, of course? Or is there some, I mean, what's the technology behind it?
Yeah, I mean, that's a part of the technology is certainly document collection. But more importantly than that, and I think for anyone that's ever been through a home loan process, which is myself and you and certainly all of your listeners, it's which documentation, right? So think about your last home loan experience where someone called you up for some reason, always at the 11th hour and said, oh, by the way, I need this document and that document and this document. I need you to write this letter at the very last minute. And suddenly, stress levels spike up and you're sitting there wondering if you're actually going to get this property, whether it's the home where you're going to move your family into or an investment property that's getting you a great ROI. No matter how you slice it, that's a pretty terrible experience. And so our technology has predictive algorithms that underwrite your data as you're putting it into the website. And so for a customer's experience, you're going to find out a couple things right out of the gates. Number one, what do you qualify for? What are the rates? What are the fees? And what are they to the penny? We've built technology that integrates across the entire market to deliver that. We're also going to have you fill out a dynamic application. So if you are a customer that is W-2 versus self-employed, the questions we're going to ask you via our tech is going to be very, very different. Credit scoring. What kind of documentation do you actually need to sign from a compliance and regulatory standpoint? Remember getting those stacks of paper in the mail from FedEx? Those days are gone. So all of this happens electronically right on the site in 30 seconds, and then which documentation we need you to get. After that, you've got an account to log back into again and see exactly what's happening with your loan. So is your loan approved? You ought to know that. You'll get a text message. You'll get an email. You can log into your Lendo account and find out, when are we signing this thing? Where are we signing it? And most recently, we've actually just launched a pilot program in Washington State, which is going extraordinarily well, where people are actually signing the final loan documents online as well. So wow. No longer do you have to have a notary come to your house. You can do this all electronically with a webcam and digital signatures. And so, again, all of this combined is allowing customers to complete these transactions in 15 to 17 days. And for anyone out there, as you know as well as I do, when you're in a competitive market and you can put on your offer to buy the property and you can say, I can do this in 15 days, you're now competing with cash offers. And when you're leveraging money and you're investing in investment properties, we all know that that goes a very, very long way to making sure that the answer you get back is yes, let's get this deal done.
And are you a mortgage broker? Do you have your own warehouse line? Are you doing mortgage banking? And are these traditional Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac agency type loans? Or tell us about the variety of products.
Yep. We're not a mortgage broker. So we actually bank these loans. Mm-hmm. So we're what's considered a mortgage bank. This is typically Fannie and Freddie products, but we do offer some additional products that are outside of the quote-unquote Fannie-Freddie window, and then we're going to sell those off to whoever that investor is as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, pretty much right down the fairway. However, if you're buying a primary residence or a second home or vacation home, or if you have an investment property, again, where tenants are paying rents, we can do all of those through our platform. If you want to do what's considered an FHA deal or a jumbo loan, approximately $700,000 loan amounts or higher, the experience for the customer is exactly the same. We're going to get the right information with the right price and get all the right paperwork in place at the right time. And again, all of that happens at your lender account within minutes versus having to go to a bank or deal with telemarketers or your mortgage broker calling you back and forth.
So can you deal with a person, though? Is there a person you can call and talk to on the phone?
Yeah, there is, absolutely.
And are they a licensed mortgage person, or are they a...
Yep, they're fully licensed, compliant. From each state that we work in, we're required from a regulatory and compliance standpoint to have people on staff that can answer questions anytime a question arises around rates or fees or programs. There has to be a licensed representative on the other side of that email, chat, and or phone call or text message to answer those questions. And so we have a dedicated team that works with any customers should they have any questions. And if they don't have questions, again, the technology is there and they can manage this process entirely. Generally, we speak to anywhere from 80 to 85% of our customers at some point with their dedicated support agent that walks them through the process and answers any questions that our technology does not.
Do you have rates available? Can we discuss rates for a moment?
Yeah. Okay. The best way to get rates in this case is just go to lenda.com, because it varies on the scenario.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure that the investment property, the non-owner occupied stuff, is there. So if I look on buy, you know, I mean, the feeling is you're really designed for traditional home buyers, which is most of the market. I understand that. Where do I get the rates? Like, I don't see rates here. It seems like I have to apply and go through the whole process to get any sort of, there's 30-year rates down here. Okay, so down at the bottom, it's going to tuck down there.
Yeah, so let me walk you through it. So,
and this, you know, is refinance. Okay, purchase. Okay, so here, I'm gonna do it myself now. So I'm going to say I want to purchase a $120,000 property. And again, I don't know the states off the top of my head. I know you told us those before. And let's say I'm putting... there's no question as to whether it's owner-occupied or non-owner-occupied. That's the problem.
That comes in later. But if you, say, put $120,000 purchase price in, and let's say you're putting $30,000 down to buy the property, and let's say you're doing that in California, although...
Well, it's not going to be in California. You know, it's going to be in one of the linear markets that makes sense. Right?
Just as an example, to get to pricing, which is your question,
right,
we're now going to ping the market and find out exactly what you qualify for based on those parameters. And so let's say, for example, that wasn't Georgia. Let's say it was in Pennsylvania. Yep. And let's say the rates and the pricing was different for each of those states. You're going to get that access versus some blanket rate quote table that says rates as low as 3.75.
Yeah, right. That's very
only
deceiving.
Only to discover later that there's a premium. Exactly. And so all that false advertising that existed out there, we've gotten rid of that. So we asked for four pieces of nondescript information to generate a custom rate quote for you. And then you can select later on in the process if it's a non-owner occupied property, meaning an investment property, if it's a second home. Second home and primary residences have the same exact pricing.
No, they don't. I mean, a non-owner is more expensive.
They do for us.
Oh, well, then
second home and primary residence.
Oh, okay.
Have the same exact
pricing. But non-owner.
And investor properties carry a bit of a premium.
Yeah. Right. So that's what I want to find out. And you can't do that directly on the site. So after you do that quote, what's going to happen? You know, you plug in that information, you plug in the property zip code. And then what do you get? An email back, you create an account, I'm sure, and then you tell them it's
email.
not
And all you have to do, right? Real quick, just to interrupt here, because you're stating false information.
Okay. I want to be correct, so go ahead. Yeah.
Yep. Good. I want you to as well, because this is very important.
Okay.
So if you click on advanced options and you drop down property use, it says investment property, and if you select on that and click see my rates, that will price automatically into that scenario.
Okay, perfect. I don't see advanced options. Where do I do that?
If you're at lenda.com,
yep,
and then you select get a loan estimate.
Oh, not at the top. Don't go look at down at the lower right where it's 30-year rates, right? You do buy a home?
Buy a home or get a loan estimate, yes.
It's about time someone make this easier. You know, Jason, I got to tell you something that has always amazed me. I can go and I can get a loan on an airplane or a yacht or a car, and I can get it approved quickly on a piece of depreciating collateral that moves, right? Yet to buy a home on a piece of usually appreciating collateral that's very solid and stable, it's going to take at least 30 days. This is bass-ackwards, the way the lending industry works. Does that amaze you as much as it does me?
Oh, of course. In a lot of ways, it's a big reason why we started this.
Yeah.
For those exact points, how can we get to a point in home lending where we can, as a lender, actually get homeowners to be the capital that they need to buy an appreciating asset within minutes.
Yeah.
And the short answer to all of that is when we first started the business, we were able to get loans done in 45 days, which frankly is about the industry average. The industry average is actually about 50 days from the time that you put in information, whether you walk into a bank or put it into a website, until you actually get the money, it's 50 days.
Shocking.
A year later, by the technology that we built, we got it down to 30 days. And now, actually, last week, we just broke a record. We got it done in 13 days from the time that someone hit our website until the money funded. And now, again, where that becomes really critical is the point I alluded to earlier. How do we even get it faster? Now, the regulations and the government says you've got to have 10 days.
There's some waiting periods, right?
Before you can actually fund the loans because they want you to review documentation and all these kind of things.
Yep.
So I think we're excited to get to that minimum threshold here this quarter, next quarter, and then start having conversations with legislators to say, look, we've got an online platform that can actually do this faster.
Yeah.
Can we help customers? You know, this is really, it's becoming a liquidity event for a customer. Can we move this along faster? Will you work with us? And I think and I hope that with enough customer demand, we can get to that point as well.
That's fantastic. So speaking of regulations, and I don't know if you guys are really tracking this kind of news much, or maybe you are, but Dodd-Frank, I mean, Trump has said that he wants to get rid of Dodd-Frank, or at least, you know, weaken it, soften it. And I haven't really been hearing much about Dodd-Frank lately. Are we going to see the lending market? I think after the Great Recession, it just overcorrected. You know, a correction was definitely needed. I mean, it was way too liberal before that. But I think that really overcorrected. Are we going to see some loosening of regulation in the mortgage world?
I think so. And I agree with you. I think that, you know, Dodd-Frank and even the creation of the CFPB, which, you know, again, after all the process, it actually went live in early April of 2011. And it was necessary. I mean, we have to remember as a country and as real estate investors and homeowners that things got way out of control through, you know, 2000 all the way through to 2008, the eventual recession. And now we course corrected. If you think about it, we've actually proven that we can grow and appreciate home values through underwriting guidelines that actually make sense. Now, simultaneously, companies like Lenda and certainly other companies out there have been pushing forward a more digital, tech-driven model that gives us a higher quality product with direct from source data. And so what we're ultimately getting to is we can actually start to underwrite and have it be a little bit more common sense. So let me give you an example. Do we really need 2 years of W-2s? Do we need that from a borrower? Is that required on every single home loan? Do we need to analyze all of your 1040s, every page and every schedule, if we can get the data directly from the IRS? Right? So these are the kind of common sense things that technology is allowing us to do as an industry. And for the customer, it's going to feel easier. Even though we're still going to be underwriting the data as lenders because, you know, the risk is on us, for the customer in the future, it's going to get to a point where you're going to put your thumb on your phone and we're going to look at the thumbprint and we're going to be able to pull all this data and tell you within seconds if you actually qualify for a home loan. And that's where the future is going. That's what's coming down the pipeline here. And we're years away from this, but it'll be here before we know it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's have it come sooner rather than later. That would be great. Hey, the other part of it that just amazes people and astounds borrowers is the level of fees. I mean, the fees are so high. Fee for this, fee for that. Fee, you know, they even call them garbage fees. Even lenders call them garbage fees, and they're charging them. Any thoughts on fees? Are your fees the same? Are they lower? Do you save consumers any money there?
We do, yeah. We actually at Lenda don't charge any fees. And so when you think of fees that a lender controls, they're called lender fees or origination fees when you're looking at your paperwork as a consumer. This is, you know, a critical point here. So if you go to work with a traditional bank or, say, a Quicken Loans, you're going to pay upwards of $2,000 in garbage or junk fees, whatever you want to call it, for things like processing, underwriting, application fees. Lenda doesn't charge any of those. It's zero. It has always been zero. It will always be zero. And I think that's just a way for traditional lenders to, yeah, make more money. It's fee revenue. We all know in this business that that's where banks actually make their money, is in fees, ATM fees, whatever, late fees, so on and so forth. And so we've gotten rid of those. And what we've seen is that's really helped customers save money over the life of the loan. Number one, because of technology, we're producing these loans at a cheaper cost. I don't need to pay someone commission. You as a consumer don't need to pay someone commission, a banker, a broker, whatever, in order to get this home loan anymore. So for my cost as a business, just getting down to brass tacks, I can produce these loans upwards of 50 to 60% less than a traditional bank. Now I can pass that savings on to a consumer. I don't need to charge them fees, and my interest rates are lower. And so we've seen our average customer, when we compare them against a Wells Fargo or Quicken Loans, number one and two respectively, they're saving close to $50,000 over the life of the loan between the lower interest rate and the fees. And that adds up. It's added up to over $25 million now, and we're feeling pretty good about that right now.
Mm-hmm. So how do you make money without charging fees? I mean, if you're not charging the garbage fees, you're getting the points, or you're pricing the loan so that it's, well, above par. I mean, that's what every mortgage broker does. You know, that's normal. But where do you make your money?
The main difference with Lenda is, unlike a bank, we're not going to collect your monthly payments. And so we sell the loan into a secondary market, which is what basically everyone that's not a depository institution bank is doing. And then we get paid a premium for that servicing right. So a customer will not currently make their monthly payments to Lenda, but in the future, as we continue to build the business, our customers have actually come to us, think of them with you know, their picket signs up and saying, we want to make our payments to Lenda. We don't want our loan to be sold off to XYZ servicer, and then we have to go and create another account there and get all the paperwork in the mail. We really like the online experience. So Lenda, would you please build this into your platform? And our answer is a resounding yes. Our product roadmap puts us having that complete in early 2019, and then that way people can make their monthly payments here as well.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, that's how we make money, and the business model will evolve a little bit more.
Yeah, sure. Okay, good stuff. Well, hey, I know we've got to wrap it up, but just any predictions on the economy or what to expect in the real estate market or the financing markets or anything you want to close with here?
I think ultimately, again, what we've already talked about is we're going to see interest rates rise. In the purchase market, people are still going to be purchasing homes. On the refinance market, there's still common sense applications of a refinance here. Instead of people saying, well, I want to lower my interest rate and get a lower monthly payment, what's happening now is people are moving into getting some of the equity from their home to consolidate debt, or more often taking a little bit of cash to improve their home and get a higher valuation on that home. So things like fixing up kitchens and bathrooms or landscaping, where you're going to retain that value. We're seeing that happening a lot more in the market. I still think, just based on, you know, my vantage point, that real estate still makes sense from an investment long term. The old saying, you don't wait to buy real estate, you buy real estate and wait. I still think there's opportunities out there for investors. And so we'll see. I think, you know, again, the mortgage market is huge. It's $1.8 trillion last year. They're estimating it'll be like $1.7 trillion this year. So I still think, again, it's a small little drop. But people are always going to be buying and selling homes. And so there's still opportunity out there for certain.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Jason.
Yeah, thank you, Jason. I'll be talking to you soon. And thanks again for the invite.
Thank you so much for listening. Please be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss any episodes. Be sure to check out the show's specific website and our general website, hartmanmedia.com, for appropriate disclaimers and terms of service. Remember that guest opinions are their own, and if you require specific legal or tax advice or advice in any other specialized area, please consult an appropriate professional. And we also very much appreciate you reviewing the show. Please go to iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever platform you're using and write a review for the show. We would very much appreciate that. And be sure to make it official and subscribe so you do not miss any episodes. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode.